Hey, let's take a minute and meet...
Satire.
I don't want to hear it.
The shiftless, the irresponsible, the stupid, the degenerate.
He is satire incarnate.
Who looked like Frankenstein's mother-in-law.
Look out for him.
I believe in them. I trust them. I respect them.
I don't give a shit!
Hey, kid, listen to that.
Sound collage.
It was probably the most important thing that ever happened.
You'll concentrate mainly on your fingers, wrists, feet and ankles during this twinkling piece.
Off flew the hammers from the joints, and crash went half a dozen strings.
I have seen strings and rubber bands move back and forth.
I have seen thine abominations.
This includes anything from theft to vandalism.
This includes personal protective equipment.
This includes their sexual behavior.
I hope that you have
unwanted pregnancies, abortion, sexually transmitted diseases, including the HIV virus.
For example,
thinks it's fun to
be contagious. Let me make a few suggestions. If possible, place your VCR
inside a coffin.
And they want a great big huge knife.
For the fellows and girls who are hearing this program for the first time today, we hope that you'll all
quickly become the ultimate knife-wielding psycho.
In an instant, I dragged him to the floor and pulled the heavy bed over him. I then smiled at my success.
And now we come to your part in the scheme of successful selling.
Kill yourself.
Very well.
It's a decision that shouldn't be taken lightly and should be reserved for people who have prepared themselves for that day.
Prepare to die, you flunky!
I will not be afraid.
Have your inspected.
Check out my butt.
That looks fantastic.
It never jams, never has to be reloaded.
And it's good tasting, too.
Produces unpredictable
shit.
Some are red and some are yellow.
Always leave butts safe.
So children can't put anything in them.
Never put them in sunlight.
Now don't forget.
My testicles.
Hold the top of the bag neatly over twice. Hand it to the customer with the Hardee's logo facing them.
What about your underwear, eh?
Keep it under the bag and give it to the customer with his order if he asks for it.
We all know that, right?
You bet I did.
But what you didn't know was that it only takes a few beers to take the keen edge off your driving performance and slow your reaction time.
And it's a good thing.
Getting kids to start smoking or drinking
is your responsibility.
Children in this age range are starting to realize the difference between a towel and aluminum foil.
The Hungarian composer Bartok remembered hammers too.
Big deal.
The big deal is that the Bible says it's wrong.
The Bible says
use absorbent pillows as much as possible.
And don't forget the champagne!
So if you're real smart and you want to live, try it.
Don't try that again.
Try resting your elbows on the table to steady yourself.
I suggest that everyone
kill yourself.
Because it just ain't worth it.
And I would suggest
murder and sacrifice of human beings, cannibalism, sexual promiscuity,
and horrifying religious rituals.
It's a win-win situation for Kmart and the customer.
Many were having nervous breakdowns, and the thing that hurt me the most was to see young children
being defecated on.
But it's a lot of fun.
And kids love it.
War. Make something that touches you, God. Your holiness.
Doesn't it smell sweet?
All right, now you listen to me, boy.
Right now at Computerland, you can get $525 worth of
crack, cocaine, heroin, alcohol,
and even demons.
But it only cost me $9.99.
What a deal!
Make sure you have enough prescription medicine to last for this period of time.
Oh, sure, it can be a period for goofing off, but
I will eventually die.
I still haven't gotten my period.
A shocking sight meets the eyes of the dynamic duo.
George Washington and Abe Lincoln.
The two men dump him on the couch and sprinkle liquor over him. They put an empty glass on the floor beside him.
Then they looked at Jesus.
And Jesus said to his disciples,
a shot glass of whiskey
does help prevent spoilage and improve texture, but its main function is for flavoring.
Damn right.
It's processed into soups, breads, salad dressings, spaghetti sauce, ketchup, and cured meats.
An even more bizarre, but nevertheless, common product.
Cannibal terror.
The fruit snack bursting with juicy fruit punch in the middle.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Let's see if we can explain it.
Some dingle dangers come around with some butterflies and dog walks that blink when you horseshoe crabs on the scorpions on the go around passing people like that and like a flying saucer dump. No shit, a damn don't know what side of it like that and you know it come on out on it.
Now that makes sense.
Oh dear, another mistake. Oh, what would I do?
What do we do?
I must stop this whole thing.
I don't want to stop.
Now the great adventure was coming to its end.
Do we take them now, or wait until they are occupied with the armored truck and come up behind them?
Stop it! Leave me now!
Get away! Leave me alone! Let go!
We're leaving now.
But remember...
You suck.
And nobody likes me anyway.
That's perfectly true.
Bye now.